Welcome to the Mysterious Creatures Program. This is a public service announcement program featuring documented accounts of the mysterious creatures living among us. I'm Ned, the intern. I'm filling in for the usual host that we're all familiar with hearing. May he get the help he desperately needs as he overcomes his urges to become a monster. Let's hear a message from today's sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by the motion picture The Grass Foreigner. Heartbroken war hero Percy Deering has taken it upon himself to travel across the globe and sit on every type of lawn possible. Laugh and cry with Percy as you witness him experiencing Kentucky bluegrass, Chinese silvergrass, St. Augustine grass, ryegrass, and even crabgrass. Experience the unforgettable film that will make you look at your grass-stained jeans differently. Find out if the grass truly is greener on the other side. The Grass Foreigner, rated G for grass. And now for our story. Hello, listeners. The following report could be unsettling for some and discomforting for others. If you have a weak stomach, we advise you to take an antacid. Now sit back in your favorite listening chair, eat an orange, and have your shotgun next to you with the safety partway off. Brave reporter Peggy Strong has reported back to us from the town of Louisiana in the state of Missouri about a terrible beast that the locals call Momo, which is short for Missouri Monster. Many locals have seen the creature in the thick forests around the Missouri River. The many different reports have similarities. The monster is approximately 7 feet tall, has a large pumpkin-shaped head, is covered from head to foot in thick shaggy hair, and is always seen walking on two legs with its arms extended far beyond any humans. Usually, a vile odor is smelled when the creature is nearby. Hellish screams are also reported to have been heard coming from the brute that are just as chilling as seeing the beast itself. Peggy was able to contact resident Mary, who lives with her stately dog on the outskirts of Louisiana, Missouri, in a small cabin adjacent to the Missouri River. Mary has had more than enough run-ins with the Momo that she could write a novel about her experiences. Peggy sent us the most shocking story that Mary has told her. Again, we advise our listeners to be aware that this inside scoop might make you poop your pants, to put it bluntly. I hate to bring outhouse lingo into this, but now you know how serious it is. Here are Mary's own words. As I sat crocheting one cold, windy autumn night, I heard a god-awful scream directly behind my cabin. My faithful dog, Ruger, a buff German shepherd that once served on the no-leash administration for Jefferson City, became agitated by the sounds outside. Me, being the cautious dog owner I am, let Ruger outside to investigate. I had my suspicions that something terrible was out there, since I didn't even have to use any of Ruger snacks to get Ruger outside this time. After about 5 minutes, all I could hear was a rustling of the trees and leaves scattering chaotically across my cabin's tin roof. I found myself going outside into the darkness and cold. The wind cut right through me like a dirty, long, sharp fingernail of an unknown creature tearing into the flesh on the back of my neck. Thankfully, it was just the wind, but the same couldn't be said for Ruger. As I stood in the light emitting from the cabin, I called for Ruger to come back to me. He came running towards me, and I saw deep, long claw marks across his right side. His wounds were very frightening, as it confirmed something dangerous was out there. I took Ruger inside, locked the door, and secured my J-hook from my yarn ball in case I needed to use it. I once read that crochet hooks can be useful if used correctly in self-defense. As I dressed Ruger's wounds, a loud howl rattled our ears. This time, it came directly in front of the cabin. The howl was so intense that it shook my heart and caused Ruger to hide under the table. I really believe Ruger was just making a plan as he sat there shivering. A couple minutes after the howl, I peeked my head outside the door, had my J-hook in my left hand hidden behind me in case I needed to shove it in the eye of anything that attacked me. I couldn't see anything. I went back to crocheting. A half hour later, I heard a heavy, loud footsteps just outside the door. I could tell it was on two legs and not four like a bear. Ruger looked at me and I knew exactly what he was thinking. I tiptoed over to the door, put my hand on the knob, and waited for Ruger's command. He quickly nodded, I flung the door open, the cold wind blew in, and a tall, dark figure could be seen standing a few feet away from the entrance of the door. Ruger took off like lightning. He once served on the No-Leash Administration for Jefferson City, so I'm sure this was nothing out of the ordinary for him. I couldn't see anything that was happening, but I could make out Ruger getting in some good bites on the hairy creature as the monster stumbled. However, it quickly regained its stance and bent down and picked up Ruger. Ignoring the constant bites to its arms, the incredibly tall monster raised Ruger above its head with its large hands and threw my dear dog into the darkness behind it. As soon as it did, it quickly turned and looked at me, standing there with my mouth and door wide open. It rushed right towards me, and as it entered the light, I could see its large eyes staring into my soul. Its smell was just as terrible as the fear I felt. It bent down to look closer at me, and it raised its arm like it was about to strike me. Suddenly, out of the darkness behind it, Ruger pounced on it and began biting the right side of its throat. He once served on the No-Leash Administration for Jefferson City, so he knew what he was doing. The Momo's blood squirted out everywhere as it let out a nauseating shriek, and Ruger wasn't going to stop until one of them was dead. As I saw an opportunity to strike the monster with my J-hook, it ripped Ruger off its throat and sunk its teeth into Ruger's skull, killing him instantly. It then ran away quickly and took my dear Ruger's dead body with it. The Momo is real and absolutely a threat to anyone that comes across it. No one should ever take it on like I did, regretfully, that one dark fall night. I lost my Ruger because of it. This was just one of Mary's Momo experiences as told to our reporter, Peggy Strong. Dear listeners, you'll be pleased to hear that when society doesn't understand something mysterious, an angry mob is organized to wipe out whatever it is that is causing the ignorant people to feel just dumb and not dumbfounded. A 30-man militia was organized to hunt down the Momo. The Great Momo Chase, as they called it, took place in between the Sunday morning NASCAR race and Sunday night football. However, they didn't have any interactions with the creature. One guy, who got separated from the militia, claimed to see the Momo jump out of the Missouri River like a rocket blasting off. It had a fish in each hand and a fat catfish in its mouth. The man stated that it turned and looked at him, but he fell over, sick from the nasty smell and from all the blood dripping from the dead fish in its mouth. Humans and dogs of Missouri, please be careful and stay away from the Momo. It is not something you'll want to encounter and play tetherball with. You'll be the one getting slapped. This concludes today's program. We want to thank reporter Miss Peggy Strong for her fantastic investigative skills. We also wish her luck with her rock collection as she threw them all out into the dark night, believing the Momo was outside her hotel window. We also want to dedicate this episode to the brave German Shepherd, Ruger, as he once served on the No-Leash Administration for Jefferson City. Stay safe, everyone. This episode was written by JB Davis. We also would like to thank Kevin McLeod for providing the royalty-free music you hear throughout the episode. Check out his website at incompetech.filmmusic.io. If you'd like to interact with us, you can find us on Twitter at mcreaturespod, on Instagram at Mysterious Creatures Program, or You can also find us on the Mysterious Creatures Headquarters Facebook group. Please feel free to write us a review, and we'll read it on our program. A 5-star rating would also be very appreciated. Thank you for listening, and remember, stay safe.